Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is your co-host, Chloe.
And Natalie. And our mom is in the studio with us today.
Hello, listeners.
Yeah, she's just here hanging out with us. Maybe introduce the song later, we'll see. We're going to kick things off right now with Swan by Willa. Willa is the electro-pop project of Whistler musician and actress Ali Milner. And this is off her album Criminals and Dreamers, which came out in May, actually. She really has such a rich, mesmerizing tone, kind of set to up-tempo groove sometimes a little darker ones, kind of like the song we're going to play today. Once again, this is Swan by Willa.
I'm
That was Little Rail Car by Tan and Hyde. Tan and Hyde is a band from Victoria, really nice kind of country Americana influences mixed with rock and roll. This was off their debut EP, Kicking Mole, which just came out the other week on August 4th. So definitely check them out. Great kind of sounds. I don't think we really listen to a lot of kind of country Americana music, but their sound is pretty like kind of earthy, but I like how they have that rock and roll side as well. So really nice songs. What's up next?
The next track we're going to play is Robbery Love by Dear Boy. Dear Boy is a Los Angeles four-piece. They kind of dabble in Britpop and post-punk. This is off their new EP, Parts of a Flower.
And we've been listening to Dear Boy for a bit of time. We're familiar. One of their members used to be in a kind of more of a pop punk rock band.
Yeah, that we listened to like way back when in like 2011.
Yeah, but Dear Boy's been on our radar for a while.
Yeah, I think we played one of their songs before, and yeah, their new EP is really great. You should check that out, and we're really hoping that they come up to Vancouver sometime and play a show, so crossing our fingers for that sometime soon. Once again, this is Robbery Love by Dear Boy.
With you, and no matter.
This is the Permanent Rain Radio. The song you just heard was Waves by Emmy Law.
Yeah, you did it. That was Chloe and I's mom. As we mentioned earlier, she is hanging out with us in the studio today. So, yeah, Chloe, do you want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, so just here. Emmy Law is a piano pop folk artist from Atlanta. She has a really soft, angelic voice, and the release is a great kind of like feel-good vibes emitted from it. That was from her debut EP, Lovely, which came out in February, so definitely check that out. And Nally's going to introduce our next song, which has a bit of a interesting kind of fun backstory to it.
Yeah, so the next song we're going to play is She Shoots by Rob Butterfield. He is a Vancouver kind of country folk roots artist, and he'll actually be playing a Railtown Sessions show this Friday, August 12th. So Railtown Sessions is a project put together by Andy Bishop and Light Organ Records, which kind of showcases top talent in roots music, especially a lot of local BC artists as well. And that's actually going to be streamed live on the Light Organ website if you want to check that out. Really fun tune. Once again, this is She Shoots by Rob Butterfield.
Yeah, she wild as a fox, is sneaking in sundown, and she ticks like a shark with long loving arms. I can't help but to swear when she walks, and she don't sing, she just talks. If I get mad, angry, mad, she always stands tall with quick passwords.
Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th. It's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
Join us for the launch of Art Talking Women on Friday, June 10th at 7:30 at Vivo Media Arts Center. Vivo and Cinevolution bring you a series of intimate interviews based on the artistic process and thoughts on community plus technology. Art Talking Women showcases Canadian female artists to the world. The 13-episode series airs every Friday at noon on Vimeo, iTunes, Vivo's website, as well as Cinevolution's website.
That was Restless Wanderer by The Trade Company. The Trade Company is an acoustic folk project of Vancouver artist Justin Pham, and that was off his EP Autumn Days, which just came out the other week as well on August 5th. So he has a really nice soulful voice. I love the tone, beautiful pacing in his songs, you know, with the guitar and then his vocals, and it all sounds really great. I definitely recommend checking it out.
Yeah, and he'll be playing a show coming up on August 19th at Lanaloo's with Child's Play, Failing Street, and Anchorage. Let's see if I can find out any information about this. It's all ages, and doors are at 8:30, and cover is $10. What are we going to play next? Well, we're going to play Reflections by We Are the In Crowd. We Are the In Crowd is a band that's on hiatus now. Kind of hiatus, unfortunately. They are my favorite band from Poughkeepsie, New York. One of my
favorite bands ever.
Yeah, and they played the very first Warped Tour that we went to back in 2010.
Oh, yeah, an update. If anyone has tuned into our past episodes, we have been talking about where is our Warped Tour media credentials, but we got approved, so we're super excited to be going once again, actually in around a bit under a week, right?
Yeah.
On the weekend, so a Portland date. I don't know if anyone who's listening would ever be there, but yeah, we'll be around. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're hopefully doing some interviews.
We'll definitely be trying to catch Mayday Parade set, the main, Against the Current.
Somerset. We the Kings.
Yeah, and then some great new acts on the scene, more like With Confidence from Australia. They sound really good. We're hoping to chat with them as well. So should be a fun weekend.
Yeah, so once again, this is Reflections by We Are the In Crowd, and it's actually the last song on the last album they released, Weird Kids.
I've seen you before, another time, another face. Whoever opened the door never had the time to waste. To paint pictures over windows that don't satisfy our taste. It's so convenient to lose the truth when it's laughing in your face. We'll be right back.
That was It's Good, Well, It's Okay by Might As Well. So Might As Well is a kind of acoustic punk duo. That's what I kind of think from Vancouver. Really great release. This is from The Distance Between, which came out in June. And the band actually has a show tonight at 333 with Sparrows from Toronto, Comfort, and No Boy, who we will actually be playing
a song of theirs in a few minutes later.
So if you like what you're hearing from these acts, doors are at 8 and tickets will be $10 at the door. Definitely recommend checking them out. Might As Well, the song you just heard in particular, has a really nice kind of raw emotion, and I just really like how it comes together. It's really genuine song. So what is the next one we have? It's another Canadian act, right?
Yeah, this is, or will be playing rather, Start Over Again by Alana York, a Halifax dream pop act. This is off their debut full-length album, which came out in October 2015. Really love their use of synth, and it's a super captivating song. Start Over Again by Alana York.
Getting deeper, I You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Hello, this is the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM with Natalie
and Chloe.
And the song that you just heard was Tom Hanks, I think with the H in the apostrophe, kind of clever wordplay there. That is a track by No Boy, and it's actually off a split that they released with fellow BC band I'm Not Chris, and that split is aptly titled I'm Not No Boy. And we did mention earlier that they will be playing a show tonight at the 333. I really like that track. It's kind of, I like the mix of the screamo and clean vocals, and though the instrumentals themselves aren't that heavy, more so leaning towards pop punk. But yeah, you can find that split on Bandcamp, and according to Bandcamp, it says that physical tapes will be coming soon.
Yeah, so what have we been up to recently, website-wise? We've done a couple of interviews.
Which should be posted soon-ish, within the next few weeks.
Or a couple weeks. We did James T.W. He opened for Shawn Mendes at the Orpheum at the end of July.
Yeah, sold out show at the Orpheum.
Yeah, he was really nice. He's a British singer-songwriter. He's only 18 years old, but here he is, like, you know, touring the world now as Shawn Mendes' opener on the tour, and it was his first Canadian show, so he's really excited for that. Nice guy. You should definitely check out his music. His debut EP, First Impressions, came out in April. I recommend the song Different. That's my favorite track off the release.
And we also talked to Amistad not too long ago, and they're a band also very young. They're from Vernon, and they were in town playing at the Anza Club, but they put out an EP not too long ago called Talk Peace to a Wolf, which I think we might have played a track or two off that before. Really kind of upbeat, kind of dark lyricism. They kind of remind me a little bit of 21 Pilots.
But they're so young, so they definitely have, you know, a mature sound for their ages.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep an eye out for them in the future.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be back in Vancouver soon. They've actually been around for a really long time for their age, like quite a few years, and they played their first show in Vancouver at the Hiatus Music Festival, which was a few weeks back, and then they just played at the Anza Club. Yeah, so what song are we going to play next?
The next song, or the last couple songs, are a couple of Chloe's picks, but we agreed on the music and we like it a lot. This one is Fool by Naomi Scott. This was off her EP Promises. Her latest EP just came out on Friday. She has very lush vocals. I love her music. She's actually an actress as well. We might have played one of her songs before.
I think we
probably
did.
A couple years ago, though. Not recently, but she will be the Pink Ranger in the new Power Rangers movie, which filmed in Vancouver earlier this year. Unfortunately, didn't get the chance to speak with her, but, you know, she's put out a lot of great music. She was also in one of our favorite Disney Channel original movies, Lemonade Mouth. She sung the song She's So Gone. We could have played that song, actually.
Yeah, I don't remember. Probably.
But yeah, she has a really great voice. I definitely recommend checking out her new release. Here is Fool by Naomi Scott.
Don't be a fool.
That was Fool by Naomi Scott, if you didn't hear before. Really love that song. What do you think?
Pretty good. Kind of, I like that ooh part.
That's yeah, and kind of like the electronic mixture, almost like a bit of R&B in it as well. Yeah, so we have one more song, but before that, thank you for tuning in.
Thanks to our mom for coming out and hanging out with us.
Coming out with us. Coming on air briefly. We have one more show this summer on
the 23rd. Well, isn't the summer technically end sometime in September? One more show before school starts back up.
Yeah, so probably
maybe my last show for a while.
Is this our last show of the summer ever? Who knows?
Who knows?
I'll be graduating next year. But anyways, Tuesday, August 23rd, 1 p.m.,
1 to 2 p.m.
But definitely, if you're interested, you can keep an eye out on our social media channels when we know for sure.
Yeah. See if we can line up any guests, maybe. We'll see. What song are we going to play last?
Our last song is Dimension by Gold and Shadow from their latest album, Birdhouse. I'm a little bittersweet because the Nanaimo group is now on hiatus. The members are keeping busy. A few of them are in other musical projects, The Monarch and then The Stacks, who we might have posted about on our website before. But the song is really great.
Kind of art rock, very visual. They have like these rich soundscapes. So we're going to spin that for you. Thanks once again for tuning in.
And we will catch you next time. Dimension by Gold and Shadow.
And always about how I felt, not this song.